Hello, and welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is our first podcast. Yay! Thanks for getting this going. We're coming today just to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing, how we're going to do it, what this podcast will be about. We'll talk about what Hidden in God is about, and just kind of get to know you guys. It'll only be short. It'll be a few minutes. So yeah, let's just get this going. So basically, Hidden in God started as a devotional website, a way for me to share the things that God has given me or was giving me to share with people. It was a way to give back love to those that were looking for something in Christ. So a little bit about me. I'm your host, Dorlita Blakely, and I am the owner of Hidden in God website, the Hidden in God brand, now the mobile app. I am so excited that it's getting ready to come out. I'm also the owner of Maxi Fashions Boutique, which we'll talk a little bit about that also in probably upcoming episodes. So I am right now still a career woman. I'm a webmaster at a university, and I'm building my business and brand in hopes that I one day will be getting to do this full time. I am so excited about what is happening right now. I am thrilled. You guys just don't even understand. I tried going into the YouTube space, which I still want to get into, but right now my heart was leaning towards doing these podcasts and just taking some time to talk with you guys, get to know you. You guys get to know me, and we just chat. So basically my story, in the short, which will be coming more in later episodes, is that I am a minister. I grew up in the church, and the same story that most kids have when they grow up in the church. When you turn 18, you decide that, hey, I don't have to go anymore. I don't have to be a part of the choir. I don't have to come every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, I was one of those kids. My grandmother was pretty prominent in the church, and I had to be a part of most of everything that went on. Youth choir, adult choir, every program for Easter, Mother's Day, Christmas, all those sorts of things. And just I was a big part of the youth. So at 18, I got pregnant. I had already graduated at 17. I moved out on my own, and life took off from there. I went in a completely different direction than God probably wanted me to go. And a lot of things over the course of about 10 years took place, where I ended up, I found myself in a very, very, very dark place. And it was only by the grace of God that I began to cry out and tell God that there had to be more to life than what was happening to me at that point. So I was asking him to either fix my life, fix the things that were going on in it, or just take me out of it. And I really didn't, even though I was asking, there was a part of me that was in a desperation of want it all to end if it couldn't be fixed. But then there was this part of me that was holding on to what I had learned about God growing up. And I had this fear of him, but at the same time was living in complete sin. And I think it was that fear of death, the fear of really going to hell, that kind of gave me a hope that, hey, if God can do these things for other people that I've seen him do, then surely he can do something for me. And I was battling a serious illness that had caused me to be in and out of the hospital multiple times a month, and maybe sometimes even during the course of a week. And I thought that, you know, that I was going to have to live with this issue and that there was nothing that could be done about it. But I just began to cry out to God and just ask him to do something for me. Life had to change. I knew that he had something more for me. I knew that there had to be a purpose to my life. What that purpose was it real? I did not know, but I really wanted to find out. So I started praying and God started speaking to my heart and he started sending, you know, little things and people my way to give me a word that would draw me in. And when I was finally able, I went back to church and had not been in a very long time. I hadn't been in years. And a friend that I used to hang out with, we used to do the same type of things. She had gotten saved. She had given her life to Christ. You know, she had completely turned around and she started coming after me. So that's how I say it. She was coming after me. And it was really God sending her. And at first I was turning her away at every turn. And then one day she came to see me in the hospital and things were different. I no longer felt the way that I felt towards her, or, you know, not wanting to get to know who, really know who God was or visit the church. So when I was able to, I went. And from there, God has completely turned my life upside down and all the way around. And he just keeps on showing himself so mighty and so strong on my behalf. So we'll get into specifics about that in some later episodes. That is a very long story, but just a little bit more about me. I have now, along with Hidden in God, published a prayer journal. It's the Hidden in God Prayer Planner and a Prayer Journal. And since I am a web and graphic designer, publishing journals and books has become a thing for me. And I just thank God. I know that it's not me, it is God. And I just thank God that he's doing these things for me right now. So that's a little bit about me. We'll talk a little bit about the ministry. We'll talk about Christian entrepreneurship. We'll talk about business. We'll talk about careers. We'll talk about lifestyle. We'll talk fashion. We may have guests. There may be a lot of things that'll hopefully there'll be some great things going on with this podcast. I hope you guys will enjoy it. If there is anything that you'd like to talk about, any subjects, please, by all means, reach out to me. You can always find me on the website. It's www.hiddeningod.com. Prayerfully, you'll be able to reach out to me on the app. Right now, I'm trying to get it published into the Apple iTunes store. So say a prayer for me that it'll be done in Jesus' name. You can also reach me by email at lifehiddeningod@gmail.com. And kind of just reach out and let me know if there's some things that you guys kind of want to talk about. You can find me on any of the social medias by Hidden in God or Life Hidden in God, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google. You can find me on all of those places. Pinterest is becoming one of my favorites. So yes, I look forward to talking to you guys. I look forward to bringing you guys some new subjects, some things that we could talk about, some devotions, maybe some Bible studies, if that's what you guys are looking for. Music. I'll tell you guys a little bit about the different music that I like. If you guys know of any, that worship music, praise music, gospel music, Christian music, please reach out to me and let me know, because I have a heart for music. I have a heart for God's word. And yes, those are some of the things that I want to be able to share with you guys. Also, I have Inspire Define project that we'll get to talk about. And a bit about that project is sharing the stories of women. And one of the things that God has laid on my heart as I'm sharing these, as I'm sharing these women's stories, is to be able to share my own story. So I'm still trying to piece that together so that I can also add that to the project. I have had some phenomenal women whose stories I have been able to tell. This is such a huge, huge responsibility to me that God has placed on my shoulders, and I endeavor to do all that I know how in order to do the will of God. So I just thank you guys. I thank you for those who will be listening. I thank you for those who will connect with me in this podcast, and I will see you soon. From Hidden in God, remember that God loves you. There is hope for the unhopeful. There is inspiration for the uninspired. And that's what we are here to do, to inspire the uninspired and give hope to those who feel they are hopeless. In Jesus' name, I thank you for listening to me, taking these few minutes out of your time to listen to me. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.